Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury brand consultant, and serious travel planner. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you've definitely come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, as well as some crazy stories from my own career choices. You'll also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversations continue after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, which you can find on thehappyworkaholic.com. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website, kellyannegorman.com, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey, everyone. Happy Friday. I hope that you are gearing up for the new year. I can't believe Christmas Eve is Sunday. Christmas is Monday. It's just like insane to me. And then everybody's back to work on Tuesday. I have a doctor's appointment on Tuesday and then I have my chemo Thursday. So I have a busy week, putting out a lot of content on Medium and LinkedIn before the end of the year. And then that happens a few days after my chemo. And then it's 2018. I don't know how this year just like flew by so fast, but, I'm kind of glad because it was probably one of the worst years of my life, health-wise, but I got the answers that I needed and I'm getting the treatment that I need and now it's less. So if you've been listening to all my other shows, I have an autoimmune disease, NMO, and the only treatment to prevent a relapse is chemo. And I was getting it every week in the beginning, then every month, and now I'm only twice a year. So my last one of the year that's had to get pushed back a couple times, if you listen to my last few shows, is because I have an awful virus, a cold, that I just could not kick. And they said that if they gave me the chemo, I would get pneumonia and end up in the hospital. So I had to keep pushing it back because obviously I didn't want that to happen. And I still have a little bit of a cough, but it should definitely be clear by next Thursday. So fingers crossed for that because I want to close this year out strong and getting my last chemo for the year would be amazing and not have to push it until January. And then my next one is June. So I'm really grateful that I got answers this year. I am grateful for everybody that has sent me their well wishes and positivity and prayers and all that good stuff because I really needed it and it worked. So thank you so much and thank you for listening to today's show. So what I wanted to talk about today, because as I'm dealing with, new people contacting me and coaching my clients, I am preaching to them how service is everything. How can you elevate your brand? You have to provide the best service and really stand out amongst your competition. Like, what is that one thing that you can do that nobody else has? And service is key in any industry. I say that all the time. And I was thinking back, like, when did I first know, like, I was obsessed with service? And I realized my very first job, I think I was like working illegally at the age of 13, sweeping bagel seeds at my parents' bagel shop. And I started waiting on customers in probably like eighth grade or my freshman year, of high school. And from then I went into the restaurant business and I was waitressing and bartending. And I was doing events, and I feel like everybody should get a job in the very beginning, working in something customer related, something service related, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's customer service for a big company, you know, like Target has excellent customer service. Getting a job in that field will really prepare you for the rest of your life, for your career. That's my personal opinion. I pride myself on providing the best service possible, and it can be in any field. So I want to give you a couple examples. So working in restaurants and starting at a young age and working in the service industry really helped me get in front of others and feel comfortable and greet them right away. Hi, how are you? What can I get you? And I'm always the first one to say, good morning. Hi, how are you? You know, like I just always put myself out there and greet everybody. And not a lot of people do that. They keep to themselves. Their head is in their phone. I look up and I say hi and smile and hold the door. Like these days is kind of hard. Like not everybody does that. But I think because I started at a young age, like I said, waiting on people and having to say hello and greet them, that's really prepped me for doing that first thing in the morning. When I worked on yachts and I was running on zero sleep and working on heavy charters like for months at a time, the first thing you have to do is say good morning to people. And so if I wasn't prepped years before, I'd be like, this is ridiculous. Like, I need a coffee first. I need to get myself together. And when you're working on charter yachts, like, there's no time for yourself. I don't care what you see on TV from certain shows. Like, sometimes you are running on zero sleep. You don't have time to go out for a drink. You are working nonstop. And that's something else, like, working, starting to work at a young age is like really prepping yourself to have like a really good work ethic. And obviously my show is called The Happy Workaholic, and I've always been a workaholic, and I actually like pride myself on that because I just really enjoy working. If I wasn't working, I go nuts because I wasn't working for a while when I was sick, and I literally was like losing my mind because I couldn't get in front of people, because I couldn't talk to people online. It like literally drove me insane. But anyway, back to my reason. So I feel like working in any service industry, that it really preps you for early morning meet and greets, just really having a good personality and not being afraid to get in front of others. Another example is when I was working on cruise ships. I was a national artist for Lancome, and I had to give seminars to thousands of people at a time in the middle of a cruise ship, floating in the middle of the ocean, wherever I was. One day I was in Panama, the next day I was in Alaska. I was like all over the place. And I would look up and there was over 1,000 people looking down on me, like waiting for my next word to come out of my mouth. And the first few were so nerve-wracking, and thank God I had like amazing assistants, because I would start talking to models on a head mic instead of my audience that was listening to, how do you put this wing liner on? So that really prepped me getting in front of crowds and being able to train other people working in restaurants. Like I really took a lot out of that and started training makeup artists. And I feel like I already had those skills from just starting jobs early on working in the service industry. And another example I want to give you is memorizing things and really being on top of your game and getting a to-do list crossed off in an appropriate allotted time. So if you've worked in restaurants, I like give myself like props for this. I used to be able to memorize like a table of like 15 or 16, maybe even 20, like so many people, their entire order. And what I would do, and a lot of people do this with remembering names, is you associate it with something, whether they have like a certain earring, certain color top, you remember that, and then it helps you remember their name. So I would remember something that they're wearing, and then that would just like remind me of their order. When I would run back to the computer and punch in their order, I would just like keep turning around and see what they were wearing, and then their order would just like come right out and like into the computer. I was so good at that. Now, I don't think I'd be able to do that because I was a lot younger, but I was so good at memorizing, and I would just like spit out their order to a chef to back of the house, like if we didn't have a computer. And a lot of fine dining restaurants I worked in, you couldn't even write things down. So you had to memorize, and then you would have to repeat it back to the chef, and there's no option other than you getting yourself together and learning how to memorize. If you're able to write down an order, I feel like I always say this, like I say this all the time, is that there's just something about like writing something down and be able to cross it off. I love having notes on my phone, but I love having my journal, my notebook, and my planner, and I'm very specific on what types I like. I love crossing off when a job is completed. Like last night, I sent an email to a client with my little to-do checklist, and I was like, this is done, this is done, this is done, check, check, check. Like it just makes me feel so accomplished and completed, and it just makes you feel really good inside because like you did a great job for your client, or even if it's for yourself, like, you got all your errands done. Now you can actually make a nice meal. Like, you have food in the house. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. You just feel really accomplished when it's done. Just checking something off or deleting it from your phone. For me, I just like to cross things off. That's just like a personal opinion, but everybody's different. So by starting off in a service industry and having to write things down and taking orders at such a young age, like when I back to like working at my parents' bagel shop, after, I don't even know, it was so long ago when I was so young, but I wouldn't even have to write down big orders. I would just have it all in my head, run around like a lunatic, get it done, and the customer is happy. And if they weren't happy, you would always ask, like, what is it that I can do to make you happy? Like, how can I correct this issue? The same thing happens, like, on my eBay store. I, by accident, sent a radio with exploded batteries in it because I hadn't used it in years, and it had always been plugged in, so I never thought to even check the battery compartment, and the gentleman that bought it was like, what is this? And he sent me pictures, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was like mortified. And he sent it back, but he still wrote like the most amazing review on my eBay store because he said, you're the only one. And he had like over 1,000 reviews on his store that's ever sent me a thank you card, that's ever gone above and beyond. And that's because I pride myself in the best service I can provide. And I feel like I got that just working at a young age and being involved in the service industry right away. So whether you're a cashier, you have to meet and greet. Whether you're working in a restaurant, you have to be, you know, punctual and have manners and greet people and memorize. Like all these little skills that you're getting from starting off in a service industry, I feel is like prepping you for your work career in the future. You may not know it at the time. I thought I was going to work in restaurants for my whole life. I still have the design and the sketch and the layout of my future restaurant. I'm not saying like that's never going to happen because I do want to have a restaurant still one day. I have no idea where, but I remember I designed that. I think I was on a crossing from like Panama to Belize with a friend. We sketched it out on a paper menu. I'm like, this is what the restaurant's going to look like. This is what the clubhouse is going to look like. I just like thought I was an architect for the day and like drew out the whole master plan of my future restaurant. It was like insane. But anyway, that was like a little side note for you. So when you see me on social media announcing one day, my dreams have come true. I own a restaurant. I said it here. I don't think I've ever said that like on a podcast before, but yes, one day I will have a restaurant. So I feel like going back to our topic, starting off young and working in the service industry, there's just something about it that like really preps you for anything in life that you're going to do. I was talking to a potential client the other day. We had a lot of similar interests and similar things that we've done. And so we totally clicked right away. And I'm like, oh my God, you need to do this, 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 this. And she just kept saying like, oh my God, that's so great. Like, I never thought of that. I'm really good for thinking on my toes and out of the box. And I think that's also another thing I take away from being in the service industry for so long is that you have to do anything and everything to make your guest, your customer, your client happy immediately. When I was renting luxury cars for guests that would come off their G5 or G6 or Boeing or whatever they owned, you better make sure that that car is pristine. There is not a fingerprint. Everything is fully loaded. It's ready to go. You need to go above and beyond at all times. And one of the things that I did in that job was, you know, we always provided them with waters that had the company's name on it. And if they needed directions, they would already be in the GPS. I would always ask their assistant what were their favorite things, and I would fill the car in it. If they had kids going to Disneyland, I would buy like little Mickey and Minnie Mouse stuffed animals, coloring books, and things that would be able to, you know, keep them busy on a drive. If it was from like Vegas to Disneyland in the LA area, just little things like that. And that I definitely took from being a personal assistant and then bringing that into that job, because you always have to be going like 100 miles an hour
be on the tip top, like top of your game, be on your toes, like never make a mistake. If you do, you're in big trouble and better fix it right away. But again, that's all about service. And again, like going back to my yacht life, working on yachts, the first day you get a guest order, you better remember how they want their drink, how they want their spoon placed, how many lemons, how many ice cubes, how many stirs in their tea or coffee, how they like their froth and their cappuccino. Like it's little things. Like right now I'm like spitting it all out because it's like I'm there back on the boat, like doing their order. It's just crazy. Like when you take things from each job and bring it into the next, or bring it into your own business, or bring it into your career. And I feel like that all stems from being in a service-based job from the very start. So like I said, I started my working career because I was working for my family really young, but it really prepped me for like the insane amount of jobs and industries I've worked in because it's all about service. So even if you're listening to the show and you're not, you didn't start your career off in a service-based industry and you were doing something online behind a desk, you're talking to people, you're still providing a service. You're still answering an email. You're still getting on the phone. You're still having manners. And oh my gosh, there's a hummingbird outside and it's like 40 degrees. So weird. Only in Vegas, right? Vegas is insane this time of year. There's hummingbirds everywhere. So crazy. Anyway, and now I'm getting my hiccups. So if you're, like I said, if you're sitting behind a desk, you're on a phone, like you're not in front of people, you're still providing a service. So don't think that you're not because, excuse me, you're sitting behind a desk and not in front of an actual face. People are still asking you for something. So whether it's to answer an email, you answer it politely and you go above and beyond of whatever they wanted because they're always going to recommend you. They're always going to talk highly of you. And that's really what you want because you never know where you're going to end up in life. You never know if you're going to have your own business, if you're going to end up working for that person. I've worked in industries just in the luxury travel market where the world is so small. The amount of people that own private jets and charter their yachts is very small. Everybody knows everyone. You speak in specific terminology. If you say the name of the yacht, people automatically know who the owner is. If you say the tail number of an aircraft, people automatically know who they are. And it's not by Googling. It's just everybody knows everyone in these communities because it's just so small. The world is so small. Everybody says 6 degrees of separation. But if you're in a certain market, in certain industry, it's not 6 degrees. It's like one or two. And a lot of people cross over their jobs. So I've actually worked with flight crews and yacht crews where they've switched jobs and they've gone from aircraft to stewardess or stewardess to flight attendant. And it's pretty crazy, but it's all service-based. So it's like getting a promotion, working for a different family or a different charter company. That's just my experience. I've obviously done both, but the same thing goes working in restaurants. If you're working for a chain, a lot of corporations and chains have events where, like, we used to play softball at some of them and just have, like, game nights and certain things to get everybody together, like a team rally. You know others in other restaurants, and you just, like, name drop, and it's just, like, a thing that you have. And I know that's very similar in a lot of industries, especially here in the hospitality and hotel industry in Vegas. If you talk about somebody, like, their first name, somebody else is answering and you're like, oh no, she left to go to this hotel, this hotel, this hotel. It's very popular to do that here in Vegas to like kind of hop hotels when your time is up. To me, that's crazy, but I can't like say anything about that because I've worked on over 50 cruise ships and yachts and that is absolutely not normal, but that is kind of similar to like obviously not working in so many hotels, but it's just kind of like the game you play when you're working in that industry. But again, that's service-based too, because you're providing your hotel guests with the best experience and the best service possible. So it's really what I wanted to talk to you about today as we're going into the new year and you want things to look back on, and how can you step up your game, whether you're self-employed, you have a business, or you're working in a corporation and you're looking to step up your game to get a promotion. You need to go above and beyond. You need to be on your toes at all time. You need to figure out and map out your plan and make sure you're always providing the best and absolute best service. Why is this so hard for me to say? At all times, because that is what is going to make you stand out amongst your competition, amongst the rest. And obviously everybody has their own niche markets and your, you know, flair that you add. I just said flair. Isn't flair like the buttons they use at Fridays? I don't think I've ever said flair. That's so weird. Probably I'm talking about restaurants this whole time. It's like bringing me back to, I've actually never worked at Fridays though. However, when I was little, I designed their coloring book. So I'll save that story for, I think it was like 10 for another show. Anyway, so you just want to add what you have and bring it to the table to make you stand out. And that is how you get sales. And that's how you make money, and that's how you have the life that you want to live. It's all stemming from how you started your work career and how you started providing the best service possible and just standing out, like I said, amongst everybody else. Like, you have to do something that no one else is doing. So, like I said earlier, I was talking to a potential client and I was saying, you know, you have this business, no one's doing this, no one's doing that. And, that's what you should be doing. And just this morning, I was talking to my friend, talking about Kylie Jenner's pop-up makeup truck. When I had my makeup line and I lived in LA, I had that damn idea. I was like, Giddy Cosmetics needs to be available for women and do like pop-up makeovers, you know, like how they do on the Today Show, ambush makeovers. It was like that. And I got the idea because if you've ever been to LA and Venice area, they have all those food trucks. And I was just like thinking to myself, like, oh my God, this would be insane if I had my makeup, like an ice cream truck and a makeup truck. And we had like menus and everything, because in the beginning of my makeup line, all the packaging was like treats. So it looked like you were opening a cupcake, but it was a bronzer palette. So it's kind of how I got the idea. And of course, Kylie Jenner and her genius branding and marketing team just had that happen a couple weeks ago. They had a pop-up makeup truck, I think it was downtown LA, and that is genius. And I'm like, you know what, I thought of that in 2009, why didn't I do it? So you always have to be one step ahead. Like, just looking at Kylie Jenner for an example, they obviously have, the Kardashians have a huge following, but which obviously helps. But their branding and marketing team is like pure genius. Like, why would Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian West both have a makeup line? That just doesn't make any sense. They're most likely using the same company to outsource it. Kim's packaging is bags, so that right there, their cost is less. But they're beautiful. It's beautiful packaging. Their branding, their marketing, it's all on point. But they're providing a service to women by providing this product, right? So they're going above and beyond. But obviously, with their names so popular around the world, they're like way, like one step ahead of the game. But anyway, I just wanted to add that because I thought of that idea in 2009. Anyway, so to conclude this show, I first want to say thank you so much, you guys, for listening. This has been probably one of the most exciting things in my 2017 is recording these shows for you. I've been getting great feedback and I really, really appreciate it. I'm now posting my shows on LinkedIn and Medium so that I can get a broader audience. And I'm just so excited to share what's in my little head of mine. And starting in 2018, the I Chose This Life series is finally happening. It was supposed to happen months ago, but you know, life happens. But if you're unfamiliar, it's going to be a series where I interview female entrepreneurs. And we're going to ask them a lot of questions. Well, I'm going to be asking them a lot of questions. And they are all about how they got to where they are and why they chose the life that they're living. And they're all in different industries. So you can get a little glimpse into their life in different industries, whether you're looking to get into them or you're in them already or just want to hear some amazing conversation. That is definitely happening in 2018. And I'm super excited about that. And you can find out more information on thehappyworkaholic.com. And obviously, I'll be mentioning it here on the show and in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. Excuse me, I have such hiccups right now. You know, this always happens every show. If it's a long show over 10 minutes, my hiccups start. Thanks to my NMO. But also what I wanted to say was, if you have a minute, if you could write me a review on iTunes for my show, that would be like the best Christmas gift ever. Because when you write a review for my show, it actually ups my show so that other people are aware of it. They can see it. And I'm just able to help other people by them listening to the show. So if you guys wouldn't mind doing that, it takes 2 seconds. Just write me a little review on iTunes and then come into the Facebook group, the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, and let me know. And like I always say, that's where all the conversations happen. And I have a lot more plans in store for this show for 2018 besides the I Chose This Life series. But again, service is key in any industry. So whether you started off in a service-based business and didn't know, you're in one now, write 3 things down and take them to work the next day and up your game. Take them to work next week or next year if you're on vacation. And just do 3 things for yourself that will enhance what you're doing as an employee or business owner. And it's really going to make a difference in your day and in your career. I promise you that. So I'm signing off now because I have 10 blogs due today, which is insane. Oh my gosh, this podcast is 25 minutes already. And that's how fond of service I am. I can go on and on talk about service and how you can up your game and your business and all that fun stuff. So if you have any questions, feel free to join us in the Facebook group and I will answer them for you. But today is Friday before Christmas, so I have one more show, which is next Friday before the new year, which is insane. I think this is episode 38, so maybe I'll do one Wednesday so I can have 40 episodes in 2017. I think that sounds good. What do you think? Let me know in the Facebook group. Anyway, I'm signing off. It's time for another coffee. I'm going to get my to-do list done, check them off, and have a large glass of wine tonight. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram at KKinVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@KellyanneGorman.com or visit my website at KellyanneGorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.